Masechta Beitza, Mishalchen Kalim B'Yomtiv. You're allowed to send Kalim to your friend on Yomtiv, Bein Tefurim, Bein Shein Tefurim. Whether they're sewn up, whether not sewn up, because those Kalim are usable. Avoloi Sandal HaMesumer. But you can't send to your friend a present on Yomtiv, a Sandal HaMesumer. The sandal that has these nails sticking out. Vaisa, since you're not allowed to use it on Yomtiv, it's not called the Kli that's usable. So it's called Hoitzosh Lelisarich, Kalal. For loymano shein atofer, who then you can't send a shoe that's not sewn. Since the shoe is not sewn, it's not usable. It's not roy for anything on yontiv. So Rashi mishalchem kelim biyontiv bein tfurim bein sheinim tfurim. Avoloi sandal mesumer. Alma lav bar manal biyomtifu. Mashmi, you can't use this sandal that has nails inside it. So k'toni osam koshen osam by biyomtiv. The klal is any kli that you grab on offer from a don yomtiv mishalchen oisoi. You're allowed to send it to your friend on yomtiv. It's not muksen. It's called tzarech hayom. You're allowed to send it, but here you're not allowed to use this sandal hamesumer. So therefore, you can't send it. And for the Gemara, b'Shabbos my time diyika kenufa. What was the reason why the Chum asked Yom HaShabbos? What's the Mile of Shabbos? Because it's the Yom Kenufa. People got together then. So Rashi Ika Kenufam, Shenayisim Malacha, people don't work on Shabbos. V'nikbots and Labotim Kenesiyas. That's the day everybody gets together, they come to shul together. Labotim Medroshes. Ki Hahi Maise Dehebi Kenufa. Just like the Maise, what happened then, when everybody's together. Therefore they asked Shabbos and Yom Tov, because they're both the same matzah, people get together. So the Gemara Bazoi b'Yomtiv Nami Yiki Kenufa, people get together on Yomtiv also. For the Gemara Bazoi, it's told in Kenufa Tainis Tzibur Yiki Kenufa Lissasar. On a Tainis Tzibur, when there's no rain, Lamoshal, so that everybody gets together to daven to Hashem to make a Tainis, there's also a Kenufa. So why don't we ask her on a Tainis, you're not allowed to wear a sandal hamasumer? And for the Gemara, Maisa Kihevi B'Kenufa D'Yisura. The Maisa happened on a day like Shabbos, which you're not allowed to do malacha. It's called an issa malacha. So therefore, we ask her all days like Shabbos and Yom Tov that you're not allowed to do malacha. Habahacha and Tainis Tzibur kinufa deteru. This is the kinufa. People come together deteru. You're allowed to do malacha today. Therefore, this day is not doima to Shabbos and Yom Tov. Therefore, they did not ask her on Yom on Tainis wearing a sandal hamesuma. Trashi the yisur means vasiyas malacha. So the more navi afilu l'Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva. Or even according to Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva the Omar, he says, Nogei to another Maisa that happened there, because of that Maisa, Chachomim asked something. But he holds, they only asked Mamish came that Maisa, exactly what happened. We'll soon see exactly that Nohar. So who the Kasher here also is, they should only ask exactly Shabbos and not Yom Tov. So tomorrow, the Omar, Loyosu Ella Biyardin, he holds, they only made the Gzera punct exactly how it happened then. Only in the Yarden, Uve Svina, and in the ship, Ukamaisa Shoyil, the exact way the mice took place there. So here also, they should only ask the Shabbos the exact type of time when the mice happened. And the Gemara Hani Mili Yarden. Why does he say they only ask the Yarden, the Shani Mishan Horus? Because the Yarden is different than all other rivers. So they only asked this type of a Yarden. Avo Yom Tivi Shabbos, Mashen came once Chachom asked it on Shabbos, not to wear a sandal on the summer, it's Mistarva they also asked Yom Tiv also. Ki Adodi Ninu, because Shabbos and Yom Tiv is always exactly alike. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Ein ben Yom Tiv l'Shabbos, there's no difference between the Melachis of Shabbos and Melachis of Yom Tiv, Elo Eichon Nefesh Bavad. Just that on Yom Tiv, you're allowed to do Eichon Nefesh, you're allowed to cook and do Melachis, which is Tarech Eichon Nefesh. But Achutz from that, Yom Tiv also has Yisurim. Therefore, when they asked us not to wear a sandal on Masumer, they also asked not to wear it on Yom Tov. So, Rashi, the afilu Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva, the perek chayim abakodesh, gabe noisa mechatis. It was a maisa by carrying the mechatis. That's by the paraduma. After you make the sereif of the paraduma, and you want to use the mayim to metai with the mechatis. They carried it over the Yarden in a swing in the ship. Shenimtzo kezayis menames tocher bar kakoyis shel svina. On the floor of this svina, they found there was a kezayis menames v'nitmo, and that was metama the mechatis. So they couldn't use the mechatis. No mechatis became tummy. Hukamri rabbonim, the rabbonim made a gzera at that time. The gozru shelo yavir oda mechatis besvina. Nobody is allowed to take the mechatis and travel with it in a svina. For loyal gesher, not on a gesher, not over a bridge. For lo yosita play a mayim, don't float them over the water. Echad yarden v'echad shan horus. That's the Tanakama. The Chacham made the Gzera on all the horrors, all type of rivers. Because of that one Maisa, the Yasad, all rivers. Polig Rebbe Chanina. Rebbe Chanina dings it over there. For Yomer, and he says, Chacham only asked him not traveling with the Mechatis over the Yarden, Uvisvina, and in the ship of Davka. For Loi Gesher, they did not ask him taking it over a bridge. Rishan Horus. They did not ask you going over different Horus. Why? Because any time the Rachamim make a gzera because something once happened, ein lem ligzer elamein hamor. That's the klal. They only have a right, or the only author kein hamor. So the kasher is here also. They should only ask a Shabbos, not Yom Tov. That there is the shani mishan horus bereiche by baymik. That the yardin is looks different than other horus. It's not so wide. It's much deeper. So therefore, it passed to make the gzera only on the yardin, no other horus. Mashenkin here Shabbos and Yom Tov, since they look alike, they both have a kenufa, and people get together on Shabbos and Yom Tov because they don't do the regular work. Therefore, when Chazal asked it on Shabbos, who would then they asked it on Yom Tov? So the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Lo Ishanu Ela Lechazik. I'll tell you, when the Chacham asked that we're not allowed to wear the sandal hamasuma, the sandal that has nails, only if the nails are there to make the shoe, to make the sandal stronger. Because that's what the Meister at that time, they wore these sandals with nails because it was a stronger sandal then. Avalunoi, if the reason why you have the nails sticking out of your sandals is to make the sandal look nice, that's mutter, because that's not doing to the Meister. So Drashel Lechazik, Shemes Moraisov, Nasu Lechazik, that the nails inside your sandals are there to make them tight. Ha'ekev, to make the heel tight. Shekirin Shula, Im Ha'apanta, Shekirin Ifla. Avalunoi, but if the nails are only there to make it look nice, mutter, then you're allowed to wear this shoe, even on Shabbos. Tolegozu Ela Main Hamar Chachom only asked Cain the same type of a shoe, the same purpose as they wore it then. Vahanu Lechazik Hoyu. And over that time, the reason why they wore these sandals with nails was it was a stronger sandal. Kistam Mismorum the sandal. Like usually, what do you have sandal? What do you have nails inside to make it stronger? So that's Mustava why they wore it then, so they only asked Cain there. So more of a Kamalunoi, how many nails is still called only Lenoi that it's mutter. You could have five on one shoe and five on the other shoe. That's still called Lenoi. The mashma, if you have more than five nails, then it's called the chazik, then it's awesome. Rabbi Chanina Oimar, he says, Sheva bezeh v'sheva bezeh. You could have seven on this shoe and seven on that shoe. And more than that is also according to Rabbi Chanina. Omale Rabbi Yechinen l'Rab Shomron Bar Abba. Asavru l'cho abimazbil you, according to me. He said, Rabbi Yechinen says five. What does five mean? How do they look to five nails? Shtayim mikan, two at the tip of the shoe. Ushtayim mikan, and two at the heel of the sandal. The achas betas Yosef, and one nail sticking out of the straps. So Rashi shtayim mikan, letzad chitzon, on the outside. Echod b'roshoy, one at the top. Letzad etzbois, where your fingers are, where your toenails are. The echod letzad akevai, and one at the side of your heel. Ushtayim mikan, and two on the other side. Letzad pinim, on the inside. La'avor ben haraglayim, to go in between the feet. That means the your sandals, there's the outside facing the outside of the goof, and the inside means the inside of your two feet, where they both touch one another. So two nails were on the outer side of the shoe, and two nails were on the inner side. And the fifth one, that was between in the straps itself. And who are the Rebbe Chanina that says seven is mutter, gimel mikan, three on the outer side of the sandal, the gimel mikan, three on the inner side of the sandal, the yachas patas Yosef, and one nail could be sticking out of the straps. The Gemara Meisve, the Kashrut is that we're saying now Lenoi, how much is still called Lenoi Machlokes? Rebbe Yechinen says five, and Rebbe Chanina says seven. Meisvei, sandal hanoite. If you have a sandal that's like slanty a little bit, it's slanty, hanoite. Oisa loy sheva. You let him make seven nails in it and it's still called lenoi, it wouldn't be osa. Divi Rabbi Nosson. I say out Rabbi Nosson, a ton of Rabbi Nosson. For Rabbi Mate Biudimu. And Rabbi is even Mate to have 13 nails sticking out. Zog the Gemara, Bishleim, Rabbi Chanina, according to Rabbi Chanina, it's not so shver. Who the Yomak Rabbi Nosson? Rabbi Chanina that said seven nails are mutter, he goes Aliba the Rabbi Nosson that says seven nails are still considered lenoi, and that's why it's mutter. Ella Rabbi Yechanan, the Yomak Kaman. Who does Rabbi Yechanan go like? Rabbi Yechanan says only five is mutter, more than five is awesome. And here we have two man the Yom, and one says seven is good, and one says 13 is good. But everybody is asking that more than five, six is ichah good. And the Gemara Rabbi Yechanan who the Yom, like Rabbi Nuroi. You have to say Rabbi Yechanan goes like Rabbi Nuroi. The Tanya, we learned. Rabbi Nuroi says, hey mutter, enachrami, only five nails are mutter. That's still called lenoi. V'sheva osa, Mashenkin, once you do more than five, you do seven, it's automatically osa. So Rabbi Yechanan goes aliba the Rabbi Nuroi. So Rashi sandal hanoita she'tachto in shaloi eni shava. It's the bottom part of the sandal is not straight. She'av mitzad zeh on one side is thicker, v'dak mitzad zeh on the other side is thinner. So therefore it's on a slant. U'kishedoris, and when you step noita litzad habdak, you are noita, you tilt more to the thin side. V'tzarach la'gbiyah, and you have to pick up the thin side of the shoe. She'eshov litzad she'knegdoi, because you don't want to walk slanty. So you have to put something on the dark side to make it be picked up. So the Gemara, Omalei Eifo, L'Rabba Bar Bachono, Eifo said to Rabba Bar Bachono, Osun Talmidei Rabbi Yechanan, you are the Talmidim of Rabbi Yechanan. Or Bezoya Viduk Rabbi Yechanan, you should do like Rabbi Yechanan. So what, only five is mutter, and more than five is osa. So Drashi Eifo, Yetzashem Chochem, U'benoi Sherebi Rachba, Pumpadis Hevei. Or Banani said, Nebet Rabbi Chanina. We look who we should do like Rabbi Chanina. So the Gemara boi minei that what like Chanina, that even seven is muta. So the Gemara boi minei Rafunim Rabashi. Rafuna asked Rabashi, Chomesh Mahu. What's the loch of walking out on Shabbos with a sandal that has five nails sticking out? What's the loch of five? Amalei, so he answered back, Afilu zayin muta. He also like Rabbi Chanina, that even seven is muta. Test my, what will be the loch if you have nine nails taken out? Amalei, Afilu chesos. Is osa, because he says Badafke seven is muta, anything more than seven is osa. Boy mina yuhu ritzana mirabami. One ritzana, it's a person a tenor that makes the shoes, asked the shalaf from Rabami, talk from me bifnim mahu. Let's say they sewed the sandals from inside it. What's the loch of this? Such a sandal that's sewed up on the inside, is that mutter to go out with nails sticking out on Shabbos? Omalei mutter. He answered it back, such a sandal is mutter. V'lo yadana my time, but I don't know what the reason is. Omer Rabashi, v'lo yodomar, you don't know my time and what the difference is, why it's mutter. Teretz poshit. Kivun the torfu mibifnim, since you had it sewn inside, hevelei manol, that makes it into a shoe already. Not called a sandal anymore. The male of the sandal goes with the Rabbonin. The Rabbonin only asked that he can't go out with a sandal on Shabbos that has nails sticking out. Mashenkein the manul le goes with the Rabbonin. But if you're wearing a shoe, that means that it's sewed, the leather is sewn on the inside, that's a choshevazach, that's a shoe already, there, the Rabbonim never asked it, because that wasn't daima to the Maisa. Right, so it's the Maisa, what happened at that time, was they were wearing sandals, which are sewn on the outside. But here, if the shoe is sewn on the inside, it's called a shoe already, even though you have nails sticking out, still it's mutter. Trashi torfel libifnim. Shenosen manol shor. You took this shoe made out of skin. Lifnim minasandal. You put it inside the sandal. Torfen, you sewed it up there. Mutas trashi shmatim Rabbi Yechonin time liyadan. As he says over, I heard from my Rebbe Rabbi Yechonin that I was mutal, but he doesn't know what the reason is. Muta. So he told him, Poshe, the teretz is because it's not doima to a sandal anymore. Now it's called the shoe already. Right, the boy mine Rabbi Abba Bazavdim Rabbi Abba Bar Avina. Yes, in the Shaila. Also, Kemin Kalbus Mahu. Let's say he made a regular sandal and you had these nails sticking out, but you have the nails sticking out not straight. Drashi, but made like a kalbus. What's a kalbus? Drashi, also, lemismor, you made the nails, kemin kalbus balaz, shnei roshim chadim, two sides of it are sharp, ukfufim, bent over, v'noyet shnei roshim beits, and two sides of it is tied to a wood, kemin besoita, kalbus shel barzel, matilin zeh, matilin lo, letoich piha. It's like a staple, like you have the picture on the side here, that the two pointy sides are bent over like a staple, and you just put those parts into the shoe, and the outside is that has no nails stick on the outside. So he answered him, Mutter, or Malay Mutter, such a sandal that has this type of staple sticking out is Mutter. So Drashi Hoyl v'nishtanim isham ismorim, since it's not daima to regular nails sticking out of your shoe with the pointy part is sticking out. Here the pointy part are sticking inside the shoe, therefore it's mutter. Legozu elumein hamara. Chacham only asked to wear the exact type of his shoe, sandal, that it was at that time, which was a normal nails sticking out, and not like here, like a staple, the two points were sticking inside the shoe. If manami, we learned like this also, Omer Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, also kemin kalbus mutter. If you make your sandal with these nails sticking out like a staple, it's mutter. Omer Rav Sheshis, Chifu kula b'mismoris. Let's say the whole sole you filled up completely with nails. Kidei shleite karko echlosi. Kidei, you didn't want like the ground to ruin your soles. Like sometimes they put on your heel, you put a piece of metal to protect the heel. So here they filled up the whole sole full of nails to protect that like sole itself should never touch the ground. So drashi chifu milamata on the bottom part. Is he answered him back? Mutter. Such a case is mutter. Why say the same teretz? Because it is not daima to the way they were at that maisa. The more tani kavos of Rav Sheshis, I'll bring a raya. This I'll bring a raya to Rav Sheshis. Lo yetsi ish, a person should not go out on Shabbos b'sandal amesuma with sandals that have these nails sticking out. For lo yitayil, you should not even walk mi bayis la bayis, even in yon chotzer. Not labdak b'shusar rabim, even from one house to another house. Afilu memita lemita. And even in your own house, from one bed to another bed, he's bechlal on Shabbos, you're not allowed to wear the shoe at all. That's what we had before on Yom Tif, that's Osir. You're not allowed to send it, because it's not Roy Leklum. You can't use it at all on Shabbos and Yom Tif. But even though it's muksa, the vice place is called like a kli shemachtel yisim, but the tzara gufa tzach mukaymi it's mutter. So if you want to use the kli, the shoe itself, for a purpose that's mutter, like lechatzas bayas the kli, you want to use the shoe to cover up another keli, that's mutter. Yos lismach bay karamita. You want to put the sides of your bed, the poles of the bed to lean on this, that's also mutter. Drashi ab matalto noisim, a teres kli ulav. The shame kli it has. Like a kli shamlachtel yisir, that the tzara gufa tzara mekayim it's mutter. Right, the Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Oyser. He asked as a trashi, Dilma Oslo Noyle. The reason why Chum even asked these shoes from touching them at all, because as a gzer, if you come to touch it for any purpose, we're afraid maybe you put them on and wear them. So the Gemara Noshru, Roiv Mismaroysov. If most of the nails fell out, Noshru means the nails fell out of the sandal, v'nishtaru b'dalo dehei, and four or five nails were still left over, is mutter. Then it's mutter to go out. So Drashi, Noshru, Roiv Mismaroysov, Lekam Meforshla, soon we'll explain what exactly happened. Mutter, Drashi, Heil v'nishtana mikumay shehoya, since it's different than the way it was originally, the main amara goes, they only made the exact way it happened then. So it says, if the nails fell out, and you're only left over with four or five, it's mutter. For Rebbe mater, for Rebbe mater acheva. And Rebbe is even mater if you even have seven left over. But not more. If you have 8 left over, then it will blive osur. But if you only have 7 left over, then it's still mutter. Vaita, chifu beor milamata, you covered up the whole bottom with skin, for cover by mismaris, and you filled up the whole mismaris, no or, full of nails, milmala sticking out above it, is mutter. You let to walk out with it on Shabbos. Vaita says, claw, like Rashi said, it's mutter because this is not daima to the exact type of a sandal when they went out at that maisa. Vaita says, at that time, it was not covered up completely with nails. Vaita says, the Vaita says, so kim in kalbus, let's say you made these nails like a staple, that the two points were folded over and bent in. Oy kim in tas, oy kim in tas. So Rashi, that means, also l'rosh misamer, he's the top of the nail, of the nail, rochav, you made it very wide, kemin tas, like a flat piece of metal, oy shasul chad, or she made the point very pointy, kemin yesed, like a spike, oy kemin tas, oy kemin yesed, oy she chifu kulu b'mismoros, or she covered up the whole bottom sole full of nails, Kadesh loitek karka chlosay, that the karka should not eat it up, in other words, it should always be off the ground should not use up the skin, the sole, is mutter. You let it go out with this type of a sandal on Shabbos. So that's a raya, that's mutter, and the time is because it's not the exact type of sandal that the mice happen with. For the Gemara Gufa Kasha, Omata, we just said, Noshru Rov Mismroisov, if Rov of the nails fell out, it's mutter. Mashma, afagav din nishtaru by tuva. Let's say Matkili had 100 nails there, and now 55 fell off. So it's mashmitz mutter, even though you have 45 nails left over. For other tanya, then right away it says, aboy chomeshin, only if you have 4 or 5 nails left over, then it's mutter. Tfeiloi, if you have more or 5, it's also, zechur to steer in the braiser. Amrev sheish is like kasha, there's no kasha here. Kan she nigomamu, kan she nakru. It depends how they came out, how the nails fell out. It's like you took a spoon out of it, like you pulled it out. Shinigamu means you took out part of the sole also. So, Rishuma, it's nicker that it was took out. Betoichet, out of the wood. Afilu tuba, then even if a lot are left over. Dominka shenikabriyasa, it's nicker, it's not the same type of a sandal the way it was made. The sandal was made out of wood. And when you pull the nail out, like the hole is there. So it's nicker, the nails fell out. So it's not nicker the way it was originally, therefore it's mutter. Mashenke and Shenek was a trash legarmu, you pulled out the whole nail. Shein nicker, show you by yosef. It's not nicker that, like, there's a complete hole. It's not nicker that it was pulled out. Show you by yosef dal de hei. In. So if you only have 4 or 5 left over, then it's mutter like we had before. That's called lenoi. If you only have 4 or 5 nails, it's mutter. Vashenkin's fei. If you have more than 4 or 5 nails left over, loi. Then it's also. So the Gemara, aboi chomish mutter, says you have 4 or 5 left over, it's mutter. For the Gemara, what's this lashon 4 or 5? Hashdu chomishori madrich, if you have 5 left over. We say it's still mutter, like we had before, because that's called lenoi, or vizoya aboi mi boi. Avad, if you have 4 still left over, avad, it should be mutter. Omrel chizdo, aboi mi sandal cotton. It means you have a very small sandal. So then, if 4 left over, that's mutter. And if you have 5 is left over, it'll be osur. Vashenkein, vichomish mi sandal godl. If you had a big sandal, then, if you have 5 left over, it's still mutter. More than 5, it's tak osur. Fight of Rebbe Mata Racheva. Rebbe was Mata to carry, to walk out with these sandals as if they only have 7 nails sticking out. For the Gemara Astira Vatanya, Rebbe Mata Rachola Shasara. Rebbe was Mata until 13 nails sticking out. Sakam only until 7, here it says 13. And for the Gemara Noitishani, where was Rebbe Mata 13? In the case where the sandal was slanty. We said that one side of the sole was thick and one side was thin. So the reason why I put the nails there was to straighten it out. So in such a case, even 13 is mutter. But shank it on a regular flat sole, then it's only mutter 7 and not more. So tomorrow, Hashra, the Yasla Hochi, now they come on to say there's no steer in that brisa, that sandal hanoite. That means a slanty sandal is different. He shouldn't ask any kasha contra Rabbi Yechon either anymore. Noite shani? Noite is different. That his original steer was, Rabbi Yechon, it says only 5 is mutter. And here the brisa said by sandal hanoite, one said 7 and one said 13, but nobody said 5. The Teretz says where the sandal is not straight, the slanty, then even Rabbi Yochanan is also asking me to do more than 5, either 7 or 13. Rabbi Yochanan only said 5 where it's a straight, a flat, a sole. Shrashi Naita Shani, Shekulon Tsurichamai. You need these nails. Last Shreshin to strain it out. Vienechud Mehen Mechazik. None of them is there to make it strong. So if was not doing it to the mice will happen. So Drashi has to, the Yasil Hochi, Lechalik, to make a difference. Ben Noit Lishay Noit, whether the sandal is slanty or not slanty, is the Rabbi Yechanan Ami? You have the exact same territory according to Rabbi Yechanan. Because the Perchus Liel, like we asked before, Minei, the Yarmu, we said, the Yoma Kaman, who's it go like? Economical truth say you can give the same terrors. Yerlam Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Yechon holds like Rabbi Nosson. And Ayam Nosson says 7, and Rabbi Yechon said only 5 nails. The terrors is Venoit the Shani. If the nails are slanty, it's different. Dosa Mate Racheva. Avale Noit the Havasuloi. But where the sole of the sandal is not slanty, Dosa flat sole, a normal sole, then it's only Mute 5 nails sticking out. That's called Lenoi. More than 5 nails, Rabbi Yechon holds, that's called you're doing it already, Lechazik. To make the shoe, to make the sandal stronger, and that's doing to the mice show you, and that the yasid. So the Gemara Omar Rav Masna, the Yamilo Omar Rav Achtavoy Bar Masna, Omar Rav Masna, Ein Halacha Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. We don't paskin like Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. What was Reb Lezer Reb Shimon's halacha? That he said that the sandal Masumer is muksur on Shabbos, that you're not allowed to touch it for no purpose. Even if you want to use the Sora Gufain to cover up a kli on this Mechmekara meat, the Yodu was also. And Rashi said that Tam was, because they made Xeru, were afraid if you touch it for any purpose, maybe you come to wear it. So he's saying, we don't pass Knag Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. For the Gemara Pshita of Ado, Yochid V'Rab, Malochak Rab, that's the Klal, he's a Yochid, and the Tanakam of the Chachom say it's Mutter, so Ado, he passed that Chachom. So the Gemara Nain, Mal the Taima, Mistab the Taima, the Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, but I'm all, you have to go Bosi Yisvara. In Svara, it's more Mistab Reb Lezer Reb Shimon's time. But ho, Kamash Malon, still, we don't pass Knag like him. So Drashi Mistabra Taima Diosla Tautu Shem Yinolenu. We the Rabbanon should make a shtank exera to say you can't touch it for no reason. Because any time you come to touch it, we should be afraid. Maybe now you put it on. Kamashvelo, no, we don't paskin like that, Svara. And still we say it's mutti to touch it for a purpose. Letzorah gufa tzorach mekoyimai. Omer Rabbi Chiya. Ilav dekorili bebavloi. If not, the people called me in Bovil, Shari Yisura. That I have a name, that I'm Matur Yisurim, Sharinu Beituva. It means I would have been Matur to let you go out with a sandal, even though it has a lot of nails still sticking out. Not only like we had before, either 5, 7, or 13, he would even be Matur more than that. So the more of a Kama, how much would he be Matur? But Pavadisa Amri Esrim V'yabur. He would have been matter to walk out even though there are 24 nails sticking out. But Suri Armin and Suri, they say, Eschun Vatartin, only 22. Omer of Nachum Reb Yitzchok. Nachum Yitzchok says, V'simnecho, what's the simin about who says what? Adiyosi b'pumpadisa l'suya chosar tarti. Since he came from Pumbadisa, the Suri is missing two. There is in Suri, they only said 22. And in Pumbadisa, they said 24. So Trashi Bavloi Shari Yisuri. To Rabbi Chia, mi Bovel had Rabbi Chia used to live in Bovel, Kramina Basuka. Only Rabbi Chia, Ubana Vyosta, they first came in, they were the first ones to come up to Bovel. Adiyosi Rabbi Chia, Kisholim mi Bovel Eretz Yisrael, when he came from Eretz Yisrael, when he came from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael, Ubo Derech Surya mi Pompadisi, came from Surya to Pompadisa. Chosa Tarti, Noflu Shtaim is Mersa Baderechis, when he was walking from Surya to Pompadisa, he lost two. Is Lusuya Chosa Dumya Eitzel Daima Eitzel Daima. No, that's the marshal here. They said 22, and they said 24, because when he started out, he had 24 nails in the shoe, and when he got there, two fell off on the way, he only had 22. So the Gemara Baita, the Mishnah says, V'loi biyochid. You're not allowed to walk out with only one shoe on your foot on Shabbos. That means only one foot has a shoe, and the other foot does not have a shoe, it's also. Bizman shein bragli makah. That means if you don't have a makah on your shoe, on your foot, if you don't have a wound on your foot. So the Gemara, it's a diya, koyesh bragli makah, mashm if one of your foot has a wound.